through the mountains of Arizona, came a Santa Fe passenger train. All the hobos tried to ride her, but they found it all in vain. The conductor took the tickets, and he counted every soul. The engineer looked straight ahead, and the fireman shoveled coal. Now the fireman was a cowboy, but do not think it's strange. He could make more money shoveling coal than riding on the range. And though he was a fireman, and though he had to sweat, he still remained a Western guy, and he kept his lariat. Now the train was way behind time, and the passengers were wild. For on the tracks, just suddenly, there strolled a little child. Now her golden hair in ringlets was a-hanging down her back, and little of the danger knew while strolling on the track. My God, the hoghead shouted as he slammed on all the brakes. I'll never stop this train in time, 'cause I ain't got what it takes. He cried in accent wild, ain't nothing to stop this Santa Fe train and save that little child. And up steps our cowboy fireman, and a noble lad was he. I'll save this tiny baby if I wreck the old Santa Fe. So he climbed onto the running boards with tears, his eyes were wet. And in his hand our hero held his trusty lariat. Now he quickly dropped a fast loop round a pole beside the track. Then he tied the collar end of it around the great smokestack. Oh, he jerked that train right off of the track, and he caused a terrible wreck. Our cowboy lay there in the ditch, the engine on his neck. Now we will long remember the 45th of May. Oh, there were so many gallant hearts all filled with fear that day. Oh, they buried our poor cowboy where the prairie winds blows wild. He killed 200 passengers, but thank God he saved.